And do you know Miranda Tapsell? She's from the Sapphires and Top End Wedding. And now she's performing in the rom-com Black is the New White. It's presented by the Estate Theatre Company. And we're joined now by its artistic director, Mitchell Bootle, to hear about it. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Tara.
So I guess how would you describe this production?
Look, it's a fantastic play that's toured the country already by the great Nakia Louie, fantastic First Nations playwright. It's a kind of, you know, Aussie Christmas dinner family comedy, which is, you know, a staple of Australian drama, and it's hilarious, but it's like a Trojan horse of a play. In like, she kind of brings this comedy in, but then all these incredible issues and polemical debates about identity politics and wealth and privilege and love and aspiration kind of slip in as well. So it's a riotous night, but a really provocative and, you know, interesting one as well.
I guess, is there like an aim or a message that the audience is meant to take away?
Yeah, I think ultimately, I mean, because she flips the whole guess who's coming to dinner thing this time. You know, the Indigenous family is the one that with the wealth and the power, and the white guys that, you know, they're on the outer. I guess the ultimate kind of, you know, morality kind of tale is like, we should all be questioning our privilege all the time, whether we're, you know, black or white, rich or poor. You know, we all need to kind of take stock of that stuff ultimately, I think. But she does it in such a hilarious and kind of inventive way that you're disarmed and your defenses are low, so she gets you. So
yeah, and I went and watched it this week. Like, yeah, she does make that. Is that the idea of making it a wealthy Aboriginal family? Was that the idea?
Yeah, because she's written other great plays, and often she said, "I don't want to write stories about Aboriginal lives that are full of tragedy or full of pain all the time. Let's flip it and go, these people are incredibly successful, as are many Aboriginal people. You know, it's just often we don't see that in our stories. So, I mean, she's an incredible voice in other great shows like How to Rule the World and Blackie Blackie Brown. She's done for STC, which might make their way to Adelaide eventually. It's a great, powerful time for Indigenous voices, both in theatre and in Total Control on TV at the moment with Deb Mailman. It's a really, really great time. And we're thrilled that this hilarious comedy ends our year at State Theatre Company, South Australia.
And do you think it is a sort of like a relevant message in our current political climate?
Oh, totally. I mean, because as you saw, as the play gets looser and everyone gets drunker at Christmas, it's not just about race. It's about sexual identity, parents, family, you know, vocation, you know, who we are. Like, you know, I won't spoil it, but, you know, who we think we are racially often ends up not being the case. So, yeah, it's piss funny as well. Like, I mean, you know, that this, as you saw, there's some funny things that happen you're not expecting, and the audience are just, you know, on the floor. So that's always a good way to go out with a theatre show.
Yeah, definitely. How would you describe the team behind it?
The team, oh, incredible team. Paige Rattray, who's the Associate Director of Sydney Theatre Company, who's like an uber rising star, has directed it. As you said, Miranda Tapsell, Tony Briggs, who wrote The Sapphires, that great film and movie, plays her father. Jeff Morrell, the great star of Grassroots and many Australian TV comedies, is the kind of racist, you know, right-wing father of the white guy. Incredible cast, you know, and they're smashing it. And it's probably the most beautiful set we've had in there all year, at the Dunstan Playhouse as well.
I'm speaking with State Theatre Company's artistic director, Mitchell, and he's talking about Black is the New White, which is currently at the Adelaide Festival Centre. You've only sort of recently come on board to this team. How are you finding it all so far?
Yeah, I'm loving it. So I've been in the company 9 months now, and we've just launched our 2020 season, which is now on sale, and you can subscribe and get 20% off. And it's really exciting. And actually, the subscriptions are going through the roof, which is great. And lots of young people and more diverse crowds are writing to me and saying, oh my God, I love this program. And because our seasons are a little bit shorter next year, we're going to sell out a lot of them, which is great. So lots of diverse voices, lots of comedies, lots of provocative kind of new writing internationally and Australian. It's been a thrill putting it together with a really great team.
Yeah, I guess this is sort of like where you get to make your mark.
That's right, yeah. And we've got shows and some great Adelaide performers, but Tara Maurice from Strictly Ballroom is performing in Dance Nation, our first show, which is like a crazy look at a American dance competition with 13-year-old girls, but played by women of all ages. And I'm playing the evil dance teacher in that.
Oh, cool.
A really provocative piece called The Rioter, about kind of Me Too, post-Me Too politics. A kind of flip on Gaslight, the old 1930s melodrama, because that's now such a buzzword in, you know, conversations about relationships, gaslighting. So we're going to flip a classic. Jonathan Biggins is Paul Keating in a show, a great comedy called Single Asian Female, which has got a lot of karaoke about a fabulous Chinese family. Seven Stages of Grieving with great Indigenous actress Elaine Crombie, Nancy Hayes in a comedy. Lots of great stuff there.
Mm. What are you sort of passionate about? What do you think you need from theatre?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my main job is to, you know, give voice and facilitate South Australian theatre makers who want to do great work and to get them in front of people, but also to export them to the rest of the country as well. So we'll be taking Dance Nation and The Writer to Sydney as well, which is awesome. But and also listening to, I've had lots of conversations with our subscribers and our ticket buyers, like, what do you want to see? What does the company need to be doing? What are the important stories at the moment? And this year, not by design, a lot of the stories seem to have ended up being about power, about who has it, how we get it, what it means, what it does to us. But hopefully there's a comic edge to many of the works this year. So like Black is the New White, we're slipping lots of big, fat issues, but in a really entertaining way.
Mm, that's interesting. Yeah, so I guess you said that you've spoken to a lot of people. Like, yeah, what does go behind getting a program together?
Yeah, obviously, it's great. Like, meeting with the artists in Adelaide and South Australia primarily has been awesome. But it's and lots of young people, and, you know, I'm middle-aged now, but, you know, find out what the kids are after. But also talking to our subscribers. We've got a really dedicated group of, you know, older, devoted subscribers who, you know, people, you know, bag older audiences. But the thing is, they've seen a lot, they've lived a lot, and they've been great and going, you know what, we think the company could do these works or even more provocative works. Like, let's get on the front page of the advertiser. Let's cause some controversy. So that's it's great talking to people. And you know, I've got projects that I've wanted to do for a while too, but it's more about what does everyone else want to see, and also what's going to kind of, you know, because there's so many festivals and so much stuff on in Adelaide, so we've got to make a real mark with State Theatre Company and go, over here, people, check us out. Yeah.
Well, like the State Theatre Company, I always think that they do sort of really, they're pushing, like they're doing unique kind of things.
Great.
I guess what would you say is like the objective?
Yeah, I think that's interesting because, I mean, in the context of, you know, the festival's all about importing mostly international works. The Fringe is about rough lo-fi voices. But I think our big thing is like excellence, like going, like finding the best theatre that's happening in the world and giving it to Adelaide all year. Like I said, we're the year-long festival, so, you know, so we're there all, for you all the time, not just in Mad March.
Yeah, and they're normally like very contemporary sort of stories, aren't they?
Yeah, we Geordie Brookman, my fabulous predecessor, did a lot of radicalised classics and Gaslights, you know, set in the late 19th century and stuff. So, well, there'll still be some classics there for people who like a bit of a frock show. Yeah. But this year there is a strong bent towards kind of contemporary voices and just pushing the envelope a bit more.
Yeah. Mm. What's your background? What made you want to get involved?
Yeah, well, I've been an actor for 30 years and a director for 10 years, and I've worked for this company 5 times in the past, and I've always loved being in Adelaide. So, but I'm a Sydney boy, but I've moved to Adelaide and I'm loving it, and I just thought the chance to run a company that's so beloved on the national landscape is, I mean, such an awesome privilege. So I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that job. Thank you. So it's been great.
And act in it too. That's great.
Yeah. So I'm directing the comedy at the end of next year with Nancy Hayes, which is the Golden Girls meets the Terminator, basically. These two old ladies who just like destroy each other. Yeah. I'm directing that. And as I said, playing the dance teacher in Dance Nation, which is part of the festival at the Scott Theatre, that fabulous theatre where lots of people apparently do dance competitions at the Scott Theatre, so it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. Mm. I guess beyond next year's program, do you have any other long-term goals?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this publicly already. I really want to do some more immersive works about we want to do a massive show about the market. Like I'm living in the market and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, so like the dream is in a few years in the Queen's Theatre, we'll do an immersive, we might build a new Lucia's and, you know, just like something that audiences can participate in as well. So it's not just fourth wall proscenium arch stuff.
That's
so
a great idea.
Yeah, it works about South Australia as well, like, because that speak to who we are as a people now and where we've come from. So that's very big on my radar.
Yeah, I guess that would really resonate with crowds.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. You've mentioned a few of the highlights. Is there what else is there that people could
I think, yeah, so Dance Nation, The Writer, Single Asian Female. I think I've covered them all, but they're all, you'll leave, as I said in somewhere, they're all a lot of fun, but you'll leave thinking there'll be a lot of good water cooler conversation afterwards, you know, particularly, I mean, The Writer and Dance Nation, they're quite edgy, which is great. So there'll be lots of like, oh my God, did they just say that? A bit like Black is the New White, you know. It kind of issues you don't, or, you know, that we might be talking about in bars and coffee shops, but we don't expect to see on a, you know, classical theatre stage. But yeah.
I love that because it's very like accessible to so many people.
Right. But things like for those who don't want the provocation, the gospel according to Paul is Jonathan Biggins playing Paul Keating. It's like Paul Keating now waiting for a call from a shock jock, and that's hilarious. So my big thing is my dad, who's a milkman, you know, always says, bottom line, is it entertaining? That's the first criterion. And my kind of job is to make sure every one of the eight shows we're doing next year is entertaining. So that's the big ticket for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's something to look forward to. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the studio this
morning. My pleasure. Subscribe now and go and see Black is the New White as well. Yeah.